Satan's intent to destroy James White. In a letter written to John Byington in 1864, Ellen White introduced a significant factor, Satan's intent to destroy James White. I was pointed back and saw that amid all the hatred and devices of Satan, God had spared the life of James, although Satan has pressed him sore to take away his life. God has wrenched him from the enemy's power and raised him up to still act for him, to walk out on his faith, to be a succorer to the needy and to strengthen and uphold his servants that he has called into the field. I saw that God had stayed him on the right hand and on the left, that he should not go to extremes, and he has inspired confidence in the hearts of the remnant generally to confide in his integrity and judgment. This has not been the work of man, but the marks of God's hand are seen in it all. His work will go forward. God will choose simple instruments to carry forward this great work, but they only carry out the mind and will of the great master at the head of the work. God had delivered James, for there was yet important work for him to perform. At the constituency meeting of the SDA Publishing Association, May 20, 1864, in an effort to unload responsibilities, James moved that Uriah Smith be elected in his place as editor of the Review and Herald. The motion carried. Smith was 32 years of age and had just the day before been ordained to the ministry. White continued as president of the Publishing Association. The recorded change in editors was more in form than in substance. True, Smith's name appeared on the masthead in place of that of James White, but White continued his editorials and articles. Communications sent for publication in the Review usually were addressed "Dear Brother White." For 12 years the two men had worked together in the closest and best of relationships, and they continued to do so.